morning. Today is Tuesday, August the 16th, 228th day of the new year. Joining us this morning, boy, with notes from a meeting, it looks like. General Manager of the Humboldt Community Services District.
It's early in the morning, so, you know.
I know, but they're all tattered on the corners.
Well, they are,
unless
yeah.
Unless these are notes from your third show of saying the same thing.
That's what I thought I'd
do. And we're going to just be repeating ourselves. Yeah. We'll find out. But before we do find out, our quote this morning. Oh, let's see if we can find something halfway fun here. Ah, Albert Camus. Or Camus, if you don't know. If you're one of his close
friends. You went to high school with him, didn't you?
Yeah. I went to France for high school, no. The only real progress lies in learning to be wrong all alone.
I like it.
Yeah, I know that kind of runs counter to blame others before you get blamed yourself, and everything's a group team project, and we all fail together.
A humble kind of a thing.
Yeah. Man up, I think, is a phrase, as it's evolved over the centuries.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I see you guys have been cutting in pavement, playing around still at Harrison and Harris.
We're doing stuff, and remember, that's a city job. So
I know,
you
know, it's in the county, but I see your guys' rigs there, so I know that, yeah. And I would suppose, Dave, that there's a lot of that. You know, we hear about JPAs, we hear about MOUs, we hear about all these alphabets all over the place, but pretty much in a lot of those scenarios, you guys are all partners trying to accomplish the same thing.
That's correct.
Taking care of is.
I mean, we're a CSD, right?
So yeah. You're right. I left that one out.
Yeah.
Might have been on purpose, but I left that one out. So how do you keep those relationships tight?
It's communication. And that's a really good point, because I think in our area, although, in our area, It's interesting, because we've got several agencies that do, like you're saying, the same kind of things. You know, us and the Humboldt Community Services District, City of Eureka, work very closely together, because our water systems and our sewer systems are all intermingled. And so we have agreements amongst each other and all that. But, you know, that's just not good enough. And that's not good enough on a lot of different levels. You know, you need the communication. You need to work together. We really are. And the way this area, of all my decades of being here, the way it functions best from a governance standpoint is that we all work as a team. You know, we function, especially in emergencies and things, as a sort of as an island. You know, we need to take care of ourselves. The cavalry is not going to get here for, you know, 24, 48 hours to help out with things. So we need to be able to rely on each other. And I think one of the things, not to go off into tangent about security stuff, but I think this is why it's really important that the city and the county and a bunch of agencies do these trips back to Emmitsburg every couple of years and practice some of these emergency scenarios together, because then everybody knows everybody, you bond a little bit, and you get together. And so when the big one happens, then people know what to do and who to call and who's working with.
That would be the big fountain happens?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought. KINS, News and Information Times, 819.
You've never heard us before, because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us, Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 824. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Dave Hall. Dave, the concept of folks working together isn't, as you said, it's not unique for our area. Is it unique in other regions?
Honestly, I don't know. I think our region is blessed to always have folks that seem to generally work together. We want to work together. We've actually kind of almost set up some of the institutions to actually do that. Like I was saying, between Community Service District and the City of Eureka, we're joined at the water and the wastewater, so we kind of have to work together. And so it works out perfect. We work together perfectly. Another one is, of course, the water source coming from Ruth Lake by Humboldt Bay Municipal Water District. They service 7 municipalities, which includes us and the City of Eureka and Arcata and Blue Lake and, you know, McKinleyville and things. And the Humboldt Bay Municipal Water District has developed a culture of having monthly meetings with all 7 of us to talk over what's going on with the dam, what's going on with their capital improvement projects, you know, listening to us. And they actually are, on the flip side, they actually, with Paul Heliker there particularly, but Carol did a great job of this too, they're actually sort of the point of the sword when it's dealing with the state on like the most recent on the drought issues and the conservation measures and stuff. Humboldt Bay Municipal Water District, you know, polled all of us. We all worked together on it, but they were the lead in doing this. So it was a great team effort.
That's why I would think if you have 5 or 6 different entities, you're going to have your association group lobbying in, and somebody else is going to have theirs and somebody else's. So depending on what the topic of the month is, different guy or gal is going to be the lead point to go out and run because you've got the better connections, rather than having a single entity on top and everybody falling in behind, which limits those options.
Exactly right. Well, and we've got such great, I think a lot of it, of course, has to do with personalities and the personalities that we have that run these water organizations are just superb. And so if somebody besides Humboldt, in this case, and so if somebody besides Humboldt Bay Municipal Water District, you know, knew more about a particular subject, you know, the rest of us would likely fall in line, you know, behind them and let them be the lead on the thing. I mean, it's just a great teamwork, but it does take some work. It takes trust, and it takes, you know, the integrity of the people that are there.
Well, you mentioned communications. Do you regularly do summaries and share it with the others?
Yes.
Do they do summaries and share it with you about whatever's going on?
At the end of this monthly meeting, we all we go around the table and say, here's what's going on. And it's interesting because although it's water, right, it's Humboldt Bay Municipal Water District, you know, most of us deal with sewer issues also. And so that blends over, too. So we share information and what's going on the sewer side of things, too. So it's great for comparing notes, just keeping up to speed. You know, somebody's got a new piece of equipment. Somebody's got a new regulation they're not sure of. Any of these kind of things. Every month we get together and discuss this.
Hopefully there's a little food involved just so that everybody's kind of feeling,
you know what we
at
have?
Ease. Barbecued something.
Water.
Oh. Yep. I missed that one. Just flat out miss that one. Dang.
Tap the mad, you know?
Yeah. When you're making these meetings and putting the stuff together, is it statewide issues that are the concern? Is it local issues? Is it pending things? Is it, hey, we just discovered this surprise. The rest of you guys, you don't want this surprise. Here's how you work around it. I mean, is it that kind of almost a team bonding, or
yes,
but it's really not.
No, it really is, and it's all of the above. It's whatever the issues are for any of the group that feels they want to bring it up. So, like I said, it could be some equipment thing. Some of the folks have some redwood tanks still in the system, and those take some special care and feeding. And so, there's a lot at the last meeting. There was a lot of note comparing on who was inspecting and who was doing this and who they ought to call for whatever. I mean, that's what we do on the regulatory side. It's down to Sacramento and who's doing what and who's going to attend which meeting, and then there's reports on what the results of those meetings were.
Kind of coordinating.
And there's coordination. Yes, another kind of a subgroup of that is a group of us larger water producers that fall into a very special category with the state, and got hit the biggest with the water conservation regulations. We actually have formed a group that worked on drought restrictions so that we all had kind of common language amongst us in the area, so it wasn't confusing if you lived in the city or lived in the district which one was which. Tried to make them as common as we could. We also do things education-wise, like we've just got a booth set up down at the Humboldt County Fair now for a couple of weeks. That's down there on water conservation stuff. So it's you know, again, it's got everybody's logos on it. It's you know, the big team approach, trying to make it consistent.
So what's the big issue you're dealing with right now?
The big issue,
since we're in our monthly meeting here. Mr. Water.
I think the it's not, and it's not a big issue, but it's, well, it's a big project, is working on getting the bid documents put together for our new South Bay well.
That's the one that's going to replace the little shack that's out there?
It's the one that's going to replace the old South Bay well, yeah.
Which is the smart guy.
It's a nice concrete block building. It's not a shack.
Well, it's got the roof over it. That kind of, yeah, okay, fine. It is that structure in the middle of the swamp out by, yeah, okay, fine. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:30. We'll be back with more from Dave Hall.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Dave Hall, the General Manager of the Humboldt Community Services District. Talk Shop presented by CDH Painting and by REDEC. Dave, as you're looking at some of these projects, approaches that the Services District has with the various other entities in the area, even if it doesn't directly impact or it's not your responsibility, do you still participate in some of those meetings also? Annexation. Well, okay, it might down the road. But initially, no, it really doesn't. It's not the day-to-day thing for you. Or airport. Or some of these other things that, oh, more people, okay, more pipe, more water, more
right.
Down there. Do you play at that level also every once in a while just to keep everybody kind of knowing who everybody is? Rather than having to go across country,
it's an every once in a while, but it's you know, frankly, for that 7-member group, they're generally not contiguous. There's a little bit of a connection between Arcata and McKinleyville, and the other one, of course, like we've been talking about, is Humboldt Community Service District, the City of Eureka. So it's really more, we do bring it up and we talk about it in the general meeting with everybody. So we're all aware of things, but really when it gets down to, you know, even just a little bit of detail, we're off into doing the, just with that individual agency that we're partnering with. One example of that is the rate study, the sewer and water rate study that we've got coming up for Humboldt Community Services District. Well, to get some economy of scale, save some money on a consultant and things, we partnered with the City of Eureka. So as HCSD and the City of Eureka jointly went out and found a consultant to do both rate studies, and we think we saved you know, $40,000-$50,000 on that project right there, just because we did it as a big lump, and it made sense because as we've talked on here before, there was, you know, a lot of similarities between our systems. They are intertied together, so it made sense to have it approached this way. Now, there isn't one master contract with this consultant. You know, HCSD has a contract with the consultant. City of Eureka has a contract. We have individual projects, but we work together to pull it together.
Is that something, folks, is that trendy now? Because it seems like there's a lot of that going on, which I think most of us see as efficiencies, effectiveness, stretching the budget. We have to do this because of tight times. Well, I would, and many others also, are you? Wait a minute, that should be going on all the time.
Yeah,
that just is.
I think there's kind of two approaches to that. One from my approach, having been here for working in government around the Bay for 35, 40 years. It goes back to that island comment. We have to rely on each other to make it efficient and everything. So I come at it from that standpoint. The next generation that's coming in now, which there's a lot of them at the city of Eureka now, I think they look at things more in the more efficiency, more sustainable, more collaborative sort of approach. Anyway, that's just the way they're kind of wired. So
that makes sense.
So we have we have kind of two different how we got there, but we're working together on this at the same level, so it works good. One of the other things that's been interesting, there was an article in the paper just the other day. The city of Eureka just got a $394,000 grant from the Prop 1 thing. Remember, that was the water deal for what they're calling the Eureka Area Watershed Stormwater Resource Plan. Now, that's a lot of mouthful of stuff, but it's a joint project. The city got the grant, but it's a joint project between the city, the county, and us. We have a real minor role in it as a services district. But again, it's another example of this collaborative sort of thing. What's important to us is the county is going to map all the storm drains, in the Eureka area around there. So the city does the city stuff, but the county's also mapping storm drains.
And a storm drain is the grate on the corner in the gutter?
Correct. And where they all go, remember, they're not tied to the sewer at all. They drop in and then they go right to some creek or they go to the bay. And so it's real important to make sure that we don't have any what we call cross connections, where there's maybe a sewer line that is plumbed into one of those by accident somewhere in the past. That's called a cross connection. Or
the concern is that the gutter would tie into the sewer system, not the sewer system would tie into a
Well, grate. That's another concern. Is
wouldn't
the,
you know?
Yeah, not really.
By now?
No. No.
Really?
Yeah.
There wouldn't be funny measurements in the bay.
Well,
somewhere?
It depends what the baseline was, right? I mean, some of these, this part of the system's 150 years old, so who knows?
Huh.
So this is why we do stuff. This is why we do stuff like this. So it's, we don't suspect on our little piece that we have any cross connection or anything, but we're going to do what they call smoke testing to see if there is any cross connections or any leaks anywhere, and then and fix those. So it's just a prudent thing to do.
Can you do that as simply as like the food coloring thing?
Yes. Well, yes.
It's not food coloring, obviously, but you color
it's
the water.
It's close enough. Yes.
See where it goes.
There's one technique is looking for leaks is to put dye tablets in, which is essentially food color.
Tidy bowl.
Yeah. No, it's more innocuous than that. Even.
Okay.
And the other one, of course, is the smoke test, where you take some lids off of some manholes and you put a blower in there and you either have some chemical kind of smoke or a smoke candle or something that pushes smoke through there, and you can see if it's coming out vents or coming out somebody's traps that is dry or whatever. So it's good for we have a bunch of techniques like that to figure out where the leaks are.
Is that regular maintenance check kinds of things that you do, or is that downtime, or does it need special funding because it's just you got the other stuff to take care of?
Mostly the dye tablets are used on a residential sort of a thing. If somebody suspects they have a leak, or we're not sure where it's coming from, those kind of things, or there is a leak, but we don't know if it's coming from somewhere. And it's a really site by site kind of a thing.
Small scale stuff.
Now we have started a little bit different program, not using the dye tablets, but we've started doing pressure tests of certain portions of our district. So we'll take all the meters out, plug all the meters in a neighborhood or in a something that makes sense geographically, and put some pressure on the whole thing to see if it holds. And if it doesn't, then we go chase and see where the leak might be. That way, that is a very preemptive thing to see if the whole, and then we kind of cross that off. Say, okay, this whole neighborhood's good. We'll move on to the next one. And so that's a.
So
that's
how do you
a,
do it? You go around, you turn off everybody's water.
You pull the water meters off at the street, take the water meters off, plug all of them, and then at one of them.
That's a big project, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you don't do it. I mean, you know, it's maybe 30, 40 meters at a time. You don't do, half the district,
right,
or something.
Right, but I'm still thinking it's going to be half an hour per house to do.
No, it's, our guys are pretty quick, pretty efficient. So, but still, you're right. It's a whole crew exercise to get out there to do all this, test it, because then you got to let it sit for a while to make sure the pressure will stay, and then put everything all back together again. So,
yeah, you would think that there'd be a more efficient way to check that out. I don't know what it would be, but
that's it.
Well, imagine like a downtown urban setting, you know, 3-square block area.
Yeah.
You know, how much inconvenience are you going to have? How much problem do you have?
Lots.
Good. It's right up there with water.
Yeah.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 844.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning. KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:48. We're back talking shop this morning with Dave Hall. Dave, update on the East West Rail is you're not the secretary of, but
no, right?
You're kind of sort of.
Well, yeah,
in that
I mean,
function.
And of course, one of the things that I encourage my employees to do at Humboldt Community Service District is to get out and do some outside community servicey kind of things. So. The East-West Rail, I've been associated with that. It's sort of one of my parts of outside community service sort of stuff. So just as an update, the Trinity County Department of Transportation, the Trinity County Transportation Commission is actually, they've been making some presentations on the grant. They were here about 2 weeks ago making one to the Humboldt Bay Harbor Working Group. Nice, was about 60 people showed up for that presentation. They're working with Caltrans on the final grant documents. The Landbridge Alliance has been collecting money, lots of donations coming in for the match funding. Remember, they needed to match, they needed to come up with $69,000 to match the $276,000 grant that Trinity County got from Caltrans for that. So,
Getting there.
And it's on the way.
If folks want to donate, they can give you a buzz?
LandbridgeAlliance.com, and there's a donate button on there.
Thanks. Goodbye, Dave.
Thanks.
See you all tomorrow.